Let's take a few moments now to lose ourselves in some fabulous music like that by making our monthly check-in with Felix Contreras of the Alt Latino podcast. Felix, welcome.
Good morning.
Usually, you bring in new tracks from the world of Latin alternative, but this month you're listening to something a little different.
Listening to Latin jazz, a lot of it lately. And what it has in common with the usual stuff I bring in is amazing creativity and vision, but in this case, lots of instrumental prowess.
So who are we starting with?
We're starting with Chick Corea. Now, Chick is a giant walking the earth. Now, future generations of jazz fans will speak of him as we do of John Coltrane or Charlie Parker. He's that big of a deal. He's very creative. He's very visionary. He's a pianist and he's a composer. Now, Chick Corea is not from Spain, although he famously recorded and wrote a tune called Spain on one of his very first albums. And the only time he referenced that for an entire album was his 1976 release called My Spanish Heart. And his new album is called Antidote, and he revisits his fascination with flamenco. This track is a part two of a suite called The Yellow Nimbus. It's a taste of what the whole album feels like. It features the guitarist Niño José.
What's next?
In honor of the time you spent in Brazil covering Latin America for NPR, some Brazilian jazz.
Mm-hmm.
This is pianist and composer Marcos Silva, and he has an album called Brazil from Head to Toe, and it's his first album in 30 years. He's a very talented arranger and pianist, and he's worked with other artists like Flora Purim and Ayerto, two other Brazilian jazz legends. He's worked with Cuban saxophonist Paquito de Rivera. He's really the biggest catalyst of the Brazilian music scene in the Bay Area. And for 20 years, he's been teaching at a conservatory in Berkeley, California. So he's been busy, and he had a lot to say on this record. It came out a while back, but I think it's worth mentioning because it's a significant release by a musician who's a major dude in this music. This track is called In 7 and 2, and it's a reference to the time signature of the tune. Check it out.
It takes me right back to Brazil.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
He's very talented, and I'm really glad he had the chance to put this record out. Next, we're going to go to Chile, Camila Mesa. She's a guitarist, vocalist, and composer. Her new album is called Ambad. It's credited to Camila Mesa and the Nectar Orchestra. I really like this artist in this album. It's the best expression of the scope of her talents. I've been following her for a while. Poetic lyrics, she has a string quartet, and a piano-based drums accompaniment, but not with the usual jazz context.
So what of hers did you bring?
Okay, this is a cover of a song called This Is Not America. It's a song written by Pat Metheny and David Bowie for the film Falcon and the Snowman. And Camila Mesa turns that into a very musical rumination on current events.
Promise not to stare too long, for this is not the miracle. There was a time, a storm. The biggest sky, I could have the faintest idea.
So far, we've been on quite an international musical trail: Brazil, Chile, Spain. Is there a common thread?
What ties all this music together for me is that it stretches the label of Latin jazz beyond its original source of Afro-Cuban music. The idea of mixing jazz and Latin music, some say, was developed here in the United States, in New York, in the 1940s and 50s, when Cuban musicians like Chano Pozo and Machito started jamming and composing with jazz musicians like Dizzy Gillespie. And I got to say, within the last 15 or 20 years, musicians from the Caribbean and all throughout South America and Spain, they've begun mixing their own folk traditions, and they've opened this huge, great musical doorway into cultural expression using jazz and improvised music as its base.
So where to next?
Cuba by way of Ecuador and Brazil.
That sounds like quite a mix.
This is vocalist Christina Morrison. She grew up both in Ecuador and Miami. Her album's called Impredecible Voces de Mujer, Unpredictable, the Voices of Women. It's a series of duets with other vocalists from the U.S. and Latin America. She's a fascinating artist. She has an extensive acting career in film and television in Ecuador. This track features another favorite of mine, Magos Herrera from Mexico, on a song made popular in Cuba. Let's see if you recognize it.
Dos gardenias para ti, con ellas quiero decir, te quiero, te adoro, mi vida. Ponle toda tu atención.
Dos gardenias. Wow.
See, and that's what's the magic of this music, because they take something that's familiar and they rearrange
from
it
from Buena Vista Social Club.
Right. And do something very creative with it. And I really like this particular track. And the whole album is fantastic.
I can't imagine where we're going next.
Venezuela with a stop in Spain.
Me llaman Nele, la de la voz quebrada. Pasó la noche en vela cantando coplas de madrugada.
This I really love.
I always bring one that really gets to you. This is the debut album by a vocalist named Nela, who's from a small island off the coast of Venezuela called Isla Margarita. And she grew up singing along with Christina Aguilera, Celine Dion, and Mariah Carey as a kid. She studied performance at the Berklee School of Music in Boston. Her album is called Voy and is produced by Spanish guitarist, producer Javier Limon. So there's a lot of Spanish influence, but a lot of it is her own sound. The track we're listening to is called Me Llaman Nela. It's a great album.
That's Felix Contreras, our musical tour guide. He joins us once a month, and the rest of the time he is producing and hosting the Alt Latino podcast from NPR Music. Check it out. Felix, thank you so much.
Thanks, as always.